Okay, so last couple shiurim, we've been going through the different makoros for whether Kriya Shema is Darabanan or whether it's Daraisa, and within the Shita that is Daraisa, the different versions of the shiur of Daraisa. Again, Pasuk Rishon, Parsha Rishona, Shnei Parshios, three Parshios, or maybe this chilek between Chiyuv and Kiyam that we had in the Mabit. For the rest of the sugya, a couple more days, we're going to basically discuss the different issues that come up within the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which are going to be impacted by this general question about whether Kriyat Shema is Daraisa or Darabanan, / what is the shiur of the mitzvah Daraisa. So we're going through different, details regarding mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, which are going to be impacted by the shiur of the mitzvah Daraisa. So today's today's sugi that we're going to be discussing is the issue of kavana, right? Whether kavana is required by Kriyat Shema, and if it is required, how much of Kriyat Shema requires the kavana, and why you would draw the lines at the different places. So let's go through it. So everyone open up their Gemara to, again, this sugya here is mostly at the beginning of the second parak. So we're going to open up to Yud Gimel Amud Beis. All right, so the first approach in terms of the kavana is that you only require kavana for what? The first pasuk rishon. This is, as we'll see, the most prominent of the mahalchim. So again, approach number one is that you only need kavana for a pasuk rishon. Who is the Tana who holds this? Which Tana? Right there. Excellent. Shai, would you mind? So you'd give a little bit beis, the middle wide lines. The first of the middle wide lines says last word of the line is Tana Rabbanan. Shai, do you see it? So he says Tana Rabbanan. It's the last word on the first of the middle lines. Oh, so the Shita of Rabbi Meir, again, is the first Shita of Hoses, is the Tana. Says that you only need Kavana for the first Pasuk. So that's the Tana Rabbi Meir. One more line. So Rava, which becomes important amongst the Rishonim, remember the name Rava. The Rava here, L'inyan Kriya Shema, Patzin is like Rai Meir, that you need Kavana for the first Pasuk. So in the Tanaim you have Rai Meir, in the Amarayim you have Rava passing this way, and then we're going to see the Rishonim, many Rishonim also hold this way. So on the Daf, which Rishonim already on the Daf passing this way? Tosos Zimra Maskel Amar Rava. Right, you got it, Ariel? Exactly. Tos is admitting, although there are other Amarayim quoted in the sugya, right? There's a concept called Hilchosat Kibasra that we paskin like the latest Amora. So it says Tosos, that's why we paskin like Rava and Rei Meir, that only Pasuk Rishon requires Kavana. So you have Rei Meir, you have Rava, now you have Tosos. But there are other Rishonim as well who paskin this way. As we know in the Rambam, right? In the Rambam, we'll get back to the details in just a moment, but just to see the Rambam right up. Right in the beginning of Perek Beis, anyone have a Rambam? So again, Perek Beis Hilchos Kriyat Shema Halacha Aleph. The Rambam, as we'll see, is going to paskin like this Shita. Oh, that's right. Rambam clearly paskins that the only part of Kriyat Shema that requires Kavana is going to be Pasuk Rishon. Fine, so you have the Rishonim, you have Tosas, you have the Rambam, and you also have others. The Ramban and the Bechabas. This is the Ramban that we've seen in the past, because Ramban is important for the shear of the Mitzvah Daraisa, as we'll get back to in a moment. But the Ramban and Bechabas in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, Medapei Harif. Again, anybody happen to have a Rosh Hashanah here? Okay. Then by Barlam guy. So the Machamis, again, starting with the words Ulafi Hanira. It's the Ramban Machamis Rosh Hashanah, Tav Zayin Amud Aleph, Bedape Harif. So while you get it, I'll just start reading. Ulafi Hanira, Yesh Raya, the Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. We'll get back to the details in a moment. The Ramban says they have a Raya, the Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. Right? Midakaim Alon Gabi Kriyashma, the Bepasak Rishon, Sricha Kavana. Right? So Ramban quotes the Shita of Rava and says, we paskin like Rava and Rei Meir by extension, that only the Pasuk Rishon requires Kavana. And again, he goes on saying, Hilkoch mitekaimulam bepasik rishon sarach kavanas aleiv. Shema mina mitzvah srichos kavan. We'll get back to the mitzvah srichos kavan part in a moment. But it's clear from the Ramban that the Ramban, like the Rambam and Tosos, paskin like Rava. You also have once another Rishon who clearly paskins that pasuk Rishon. Last Rishon I had, you see, the Sefer Ha, Sefer Chinuch. Right? Right? We'll get the details again in a moment. But the Sefer Chinuch in the Shroshim, after mentioning the Shroshim, says, Vizeu sha'amru zichronim lefracha bebrachos. A little bit of Tanur Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Aleiv. Again, Sefer Chinuch quotes the Lashon of Rabbi Meir that you only need Kavana for Pasuk Rishon. So we have Rabbi Meir in the Tanaim, you have Rava in the Amarayim, in the Rishonim with Tosos, Rambam, Ramban, Sefer Chinuch, and it's also brought down Lahalacha. Right? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, right? Again, we'll get the details again in a moment, but the Shulchan Aruch in Samach Gimel, Simon Samach Gimel, Siv Dalit. You don't have the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, Ikra Kavana hu, the Pasuk Rishon, or the Ikra Kavana is only required a Pasuk Rishon, Hilkoch im Karav lo kiven liba Pasuk Rishon, lo yotza yidei chavasa. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch and Samach Gimel Dalit, if you don't have proper Kavana during Pasuk Rishon, you do not fulfill the mitzvah of Chosu Vikore, and therefore you have to repeat. We'll get to the rest of the Shulchan Aruch in just a moment. So Ad Kan, right, the different Makoros, which Paskin, that you only require Kavana by Pasuk Rishon. Fine. But now we have to get, analyze, what is the basis of being Mechalik between Pasuk Rishon and Shar, Kriya Shema, according to the Shita. Again, according to all these Mefarshim, right, Tanaim, Amoraim, Rishonim, and Shulchan Aruch, there's a split between Pasuk Rishon and Shar and the rest of Kriya Shema. But again, what's not immediately clear is what's the basis of that chiluk between Pasuk Rishon and the rest of it. So we're going to see the two different versions of what is the basis of the chiluk between Pasuk Rishon and the rest of Kriya Shema. The first version is adopted already by the Mochamas. What is the Ramban's, right? Gabriel, what's the Ramban's justification for being mechalik between first Pasuk and the rest? Exactly. Excellent. So the first version is the chiluk between Pasuk Rishon and the rest is the chiluk between the Oraisa and the Rabbanan. Right? We read this in the past. The Mechamas, specifically in this context, right, is... Anyone, did you get it in the end? Or you get the Mechamas? So Mechamas, again, after paskening mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, sorry, where is it? Oh, basically asks, so if mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, so then why limit it to Pasuk Rishon? One second. Im Tishal, Kevan de mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, Kula Nami Li Bay Kavana Zu. Why is it the entire Kriya Shema required? Answers the Ramban, Eina She'ela, this is not a good question, She'ikr Kriya Shema Pasuk Rishon, Ubo Yotza Idei Chavasa, Kedamrin, and he brings riot to that. So says the Ramban, the reason why Kavana is limited to Pasuk Rishon is because you only require Kavana for the De'oraisa component of Kriya Shema. And again, from context, right? From context, Alicia, what type of Kavana is the Ramban talking about? Excellent. The Ramban in this context is talking about the sugya of mitzvah strichos kavana. That's the whole context. And therefore, the type of kavana that the Ramban is talking about is the kavana latzeis. All you need to have is kavana that you're fulfilling a mitzvah through reading these words, nothing else. So the Ramban, in the context of the kavana latzeis, because the sugya of mitzvah strichos kavana thinks that the kavana, that all you need to kavana for is kavana for the de'oraisa element of the mitzvah. Oh, so that is Mechamas. Exactly. For the Ramban, the Shitaso, the mitzvah d'oraisa is limited to Pasuk Rishon. So therefore, Ramban says, because you only need Kavana for the d'oraisa element of the mitzvah, therefore you only need Kavana for Pasuk Rishon. That's how the Mechamas accounts for the Shita of limiting Kavana to Pasuk Rishon, the chil between d'oraisa and Jerobara. Another Deya in the Rishonim, which is similar to the Mechamas, in terms of that the Kavana at hand is Kavana Latzeis. Which other Rishon quotes this as a Deya? That the Kavana at hand is Kavana Latzeis. Tzedeya in the what? Not the Ritzvah, the Rashba. Excellent. Right, the first Deya in the Rashba, like the Ramban, similarly learns that the Kavana for Pasuk Rishon is Kavana Latzis. But this first Deya in the Rashba is a little different, because the Rashba paskins mitzvos einat shrichas kavana. So since that Rashba paskins mitzvos einat shrichas kavana, so how does he understand the din of requiring kavana for pasuk rishon? And remember the first day of the Rashba, he says it's just.
I think it was just the Navagia.
No, it's the kavana latzes, but it's only an inyan lichatzchila. Anyone have the Rashba with them? Ariel, do you have it? So if you look at the Rashba again, this is the Rashba in Yigimel Amud Beis. Dear Maskel Shema Yisrael. So the Rashba in the first Deya understands that the Kavana is Kavana Latzes. See you, Kavana Zoo?
Kavana Zoo, Mishkara, Rabbi Zadatu, Rabbi Zadatu,
Oh, very important. So the Rashba in the first Deya admits that the Kavana here is the Kavana Latzes. But since the Rashba, so he agrees with the Ramban in that regard, that the Kavana in the Sugya is Kavana Latzes. It's just the Rashba disagrees that since the Rashba paskins mitzvos in a trichos kavana, he's forced into saying that all the requirements of pasuk rishon is only an Indian lechatzchila, but it's not ma'akev. So again, the Rashba is similar to the Ramban just in terms of that the kavana is kavana latzis, but again, he takes it in a slightly different direction, that it's just an Indian lechatzchila. Fine. But who else besides the Mechatzchila? Yeah. Exactly. Just because the Rashba thinks that we pass in mitzvos einos shrichos kavana, so therefore he says that it just must be an inyan lechatzchila.
He thinks the word tzarif. I haven't
studied
this. You don't hold that. You still hold mitzvos
shrichos kavana. Lechatzchila.
Meaning
mitzvos einos shrichos kavana just means that it's not ma'akev. That's all he means. So he's just saying the chiddush of this first day in the Rashba is that the entire sugya which says the first pasuk requires kavana. That's only lechatzchila. That's a big chiddush of the first day of the Rashba. That's what he's forced into within this day of that the kavana at play is kavana latzes. What other achron agrees with the Melchamas that the chiluk between pasuk rishon and the rest of the kavana? Sorry, that the limitation of kavana to pasuk rishon and the lack of kavana for the rest of Kriya Shema is based on the chiluk between the oraisa and derabanan. Remember which achron says this? What? Not the Marsha. This is Rav Yerucham Fisher Perlow, the beer on the Rasag. So if you look at the Mar Mekoma sheets, we've seen this piece of Perlow as beer on the Rasag Sefer Mitzvos for different purposes. But I quote it again because it's very clear from the right from Rav Perlow's right presentation that he understands that the limitation of Kavana to Pasuk Rishon stems directly from the chiluk of the Oraisa and the Rabbanan, right? If you look at the whole piece that we have here, he's developing that the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriyat Shema is limited to Pasuk Rishon, and at the last two lines, Elio, do you see the last two lines, Sanders? Vamrinan Hassam? Very important. So Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlow understands that this chiluk of limiting the requirements of kavanah to dafka pasuk rishon, that is a symptom, right? That flows directly from the mitzvah de oraisa being limited to pasuk rishon. So Rabbi Perlow is like the Melchamas in the sense that they both understand that the limitation of kavanah to pasuk rishon is because the mitzvah de oraisa is limited to pasuk rishon. Okay, so that's the first version of how to understand this mahalach of why kavana is limited to pasuk rishon. First version is the chiluk between the oraisa and the rabbanan. We're about to see now the second and more prominent mahalach, which has nothing to do with the chiluk of the oraisa and the rabbanan. It has to do with something else. What's the other factor which would account for why you would limit the kavana dafka to pasuk rishon? Excellent. This is the Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. And this is to say, we're going to see a bunch of Rishonim, several Achronim are going to develop, that no, even if you hold that the mitzvah d'oraisa basically contains more than just Pasuk Rishon, still the Kavana requirement is limited to Pasuk Rishon because you only require Kavana for Kabbalah's Omachos Shabbat. We're going to see that the Kavana here is not there's just the Kavana Lotzeis. What type of Kavana is it, Ariel? It's what do you have in mind? Exactly, the Kavana is what they call Kavana's Ha'inyan. It's the Kavana to actually be Mekabal Omachos Shabbat. So it's not, according to this Mahalach, it's not going to suffice to have Kavana Lotzeis for Pasuk Rishon. During Pasuk Rishon, when we say you need Kavana for Pasuk Rishon, that means that while reading the first Pasuk, you need to have in mind Kabbalah's Omachos Shabbat. Oh. So the first Rishon to say this is the Rashba in the second Den. So whoever has a Rashba, please take it out. So again, the same Rashba we quoted earlier. Earlier we quoted the first Deya. Now the second Deya, which is what the Rashba accepts, or accepts the second Deya, is going to have this whole Mahal. Ezra, do you have the Rashba? Oh, so you see the Ef Shirli Lomar Ode?
The Ef Shirli Lomar Ode, the Pasuk Rishon starts Kavana Lafilu B'Di'evet,
Ve'in Zarah Zatala Ve'idah Mitzvah Sirchas Kavana. So this is maybe really an old, it is Ma'akim B'Di'evet, that's really the Pashas of the Sugya. When it says Tzarech Kavana, it sounds like it's Ma'akim. So the question is, Rashba himself, Paskins, Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana, says no, two different Parshas. What's the pshat? Dehasam. By when it comes to the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana, it's all about kavana latzeis. You don't have to have in mind what the mitzvah is about, the time of mitzvah. No, it's just you have to kavana that I'm doing the following maisa because it's a mitzvah. That's all you need. But here, oh, what does that mean? You have to have kavana for the matter itself. What do you have to have in mind? According to this one, right, Meir, Rava, require Kavana for Pasuk Rishon. The content of that Kavana is that you have to have in mind, I'm being Mekabel O Machu Shemayim when I'm reading the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad. Very important idea. And again, as we're going to see in a moment, according to this Mahalach, Kabbalah's O Machu Shemayim is part of the essence of the mitzvah itself. It's part of the Geder HaMitzvah. And therefore, when you're reading the words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad, you need to have in mind Kabbalah's O Machu Shemayim because that is what the mitzvah is all about. And he's about to go on. What parallel does he bring, Alicia, do you remember? What other mitzvah is there also the requirement, not just Kavana Lotzeis? Excellent. The first bracha in Shemona Esrei. Oh. Exactly. So, Ezra? Right, just like Kavan is Ma'akev in the first bracha in Shemona Esrei. So what's the pshat? Very important. It's very important. So, by most mitzvahs, this is take shofar, take lulav, right? The gedera mitzvah is a maisa mitzvah. So as long as you do that maisa, and you are mechavin that you are doing a mitzvah, that suffices for the din of mitzvah srichos kavana. Because there, by shar mitzvahs, the gedera hamitzvah is a maisa mitzvah, is to do the mitzvah. Aval elu. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, which is where the essence of the mitzvah is Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim, or when it comes to the first bracha in the Amidah, in Shemona Esrei, which is about being Mesader Shevachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, the essence of the mitzvah is having this mentality of either offering Shevach or being Mekabel Omachos Shemayim. So therefore, if you even are mafsik in the middle by spacing out and having other things in mind, that ruins the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not that ruins what the Mitzvah is all about. One other Ara is Vizuhi. Right, he says this is the only way to understand the Chiluk between Pasuk Rishon and the rest of Kriya Shema, which is fascinating because what's the Rashba's own Shita? About the shear of Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa, first pasuk. So if anyone, what do you mean Rashba? What's the basis of the chilik between Pasuk Rishon and the rest of Kriya Shema? But again, even though the Rashba himself could have said, there's a clear chilik, Daraisa Drabanan, it's very clear that the Rashba is rejecting the Ramban and saying, no, when it comes to the perspective from the right from the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana, there's no chilik between Daraisa and Drabanan. From the perspective of mitzvah srichas kavana, if you hold srichas kavana, require kavana even by Drabanan. And if it's in Tzrichas Kavana, you don't require Kavana even by Doraisas. So says the Rashba, from the perspective of the Sugya, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana and Tzrichas Kavana, there's no basis to be Mechalik between Doraisas and Dorabanans. Therefore, says the Rashba, the only reason to be Mechalik between Pasuk Rishon and the rest of Kriyat Shema is if you think that the Kavana at play here is nothing to do with Tzrichas Kavana, it has to do with this special din of Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim, which the Rashba admits is limited to Pasuk Rishon. Because that's where you state, I believe in God. And remember, the Rashba Lishitasa holds that the Doraisa is limited to Pasuk Rishon, because he says the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is through the first pasuk.
And even though you could say there's more Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and first, second, third, but that's unnecessary.
Exactly. For the Rashba, either the Rashba doesn't think that's part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, right? Okay. Right. Remember, because only the Rishonim would say that the Doraisa extends past right. Pasuk Rishon, even have to say that. So it could be that the Rashba Lishitasa thinks Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim is all about declaring your belief in God. The consequences of that belief, the Avas Hashem, the Om Mitzvos, could be for the Rashba is a separate thing. So that's what the Rashba says, right, that the only basis of Mechalik between Pasuk Rishon and the rest is if you understand that the Kavana at play is not Kavana Lotzes, but it's rather the Kavanas Ha'inyan, as he calls it, of having in mind Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So again, a couple of arrows are coming out of the Rashba. Number one, it's very clear from the Rashba that Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is the essence of the mitzvah itself. And it's very clear that from the Rashba that the Kavana at play, therefore, is specific Kavanas Ha'inyan, and the Rashba thinks there's no tzad to be mechalik between Doraisas and Darabanans when it comes to the sugya of mitzvah srichos kavan. Fine. So the first makor for this second, you know, mahalach, that the basis of the chilik between pasuk rishon and the rest of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, is the second dayak in the Rashba. Which other rishon, albeit in a different mesachta, which other rishon says a similar type of mahalach? The Ritzvah. The Ritzvah where? Exactly, the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. So if you go to Rosh Hashanah, Chavches Amud Aleph, again, the Ritzvah, among other things, is bothered by, right, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chavches Amud Aleph, Chavches Amud Beis, right, is discussing the Sugya of Mitzvah Trichos Kavana. This is Enon Trichos Kavana. And the Ritzvah, among other things, is bothered by, why doesn't the Gemara there bring our entire Sugya? Why doesn't the Gemara bring the entire Sugya of right, Rabbi Meir saying you do need kavana for pasuk rishon? Why does the Gemara bring that as a raya to mitzvah srichos kavana? Furthermore, what's the problem within Shitas Rava? What's the point that he? Right, what does Rava hold by mitzvah srichos kavana? Exactly, Rava. What's the din? Tokeya? What's the case? Tokeya l'shir. Rava paskins. At least according to one girsa. Tokeya l'shir. Rava Paskins is Yatza. Mitzvos ain't Srichos Kavana. Yet, what is Rava Paskin by Kriya Shema? Do you need Kav? So the Ritva asks, what's going on here? How do you understand the stira in the Rava? By Mitzvos ain't Srichos Kavana, he holds ain't Srichos Kavana. By Kriya Shema, he holds Srichos Kavana. Number two, the Ritva points out that the sugya there never brings any of the dinam, right? Any of the shitos about Kriya Shema requiring Kavana, whether it be Pasuk Rishon, whether it be Rava Lazar's version, whether it be Rav Akiva, doesn't bring any of those as rayas to mitzvah srichos kavana. So Meir had the Ritva answer up. Exactly, two different dinam. The din of kavana for the sugya of srichos kavana is kavana latzes. That's one inyan. The kavana by Kriyat Shema is a completely separate din. Right? It's a separate din, to use the lashon of the Ritva. Lav kavana lotzes, ela shichavin libo lemashu omer. Right, it's rather kavana to the token of what you're actually saying, i.e., the kavana to have in mind Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So that's why there's those Sirin Rabbas, and that's why the Gemara treats them as two separate sugyas. Right, the sugya of mitzvah sugyas kavana l'chud, and the kavana and the sugya of kavana by Kriya Shema l'chud, because two completely different dinim.
Good.
What? The Ritva. So not only is it the second.
The Ritva.
So you have
the
Rashba. So it's the second day on the Rashba in Arasugya, and then the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah similarly has this Mahalach. There's another Rishon, it doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's Meduyuk in the way he presents the Mitzvah. And that is the Sefer HaChinuch. Right? In what context does the Sefer HaChinuch present the requirement of Kavana? Anybody pick up on this? Right after mentioning what, Ari? Good, right? What's that paragraph? Right, exactly. Shrashay mitzvah, right? The Sefer HaChinuch generally has different. He discusses the dinim of the mitzvah, and he a lot of times discusses this. Almost all cases, the shrashim, right? The tam of the din. So it's fascinating that the Sefer HaChinuch, right, when he discusses the requirements of kavanah, that's not within the paragraph of the dinei hamitzvah. It's actually within the paragraph of the shrashay mitzvah. In the shrashay mitzvah. Right? What is, Avram, do you remember, what is the Shrashay Mitzvah according to the Sefer HaChinuch? What is the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema all about? It's all about Kabbalah's. Right, so that's Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. And then when you have in mind Yichud Hashem, what type of impact is that going to have on you? It's going to prevent you from chit, from sinning. Right? And then after saying that whole Mahalach, that the Shrashay Mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that when you're miyachet shem Hashem, and that's going to remind you not to sin. Right after saying that, he says, "Umipneishi yisoda mitzvah mash zacharnu," because the inyan of the mitzvah is kabbalas olmach shemayim. Therefore, chayvunu zichronu levracha ba kabbalas alev. He goes on to say, and therefore, that's why, right? Kavan is ma'akev. Ben, what's the mashmaos of that? What type of kavan are we talking about? Exactly, it's kavanas inyan. Right, because it says after, because the whole point of the mitzvah is to have Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. Therefore, he says, have that in mind. Because if you don't have it in mind, what type of impact is it going to have? Right, he says, She'in Adam Nizkar B'Shem Davar El Imkin Yasim Kavanah Sabo. Right, the mitzvah is not going to be able to have its impact of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim preventing you from sin if you don't have Kavanah for it. So in that context, it's very clear. Well, not explicit, but it's implicit that according to Sefer HaChinuch, again, the kavana is kavana sa'inyan and not kavana latzes. So it sounds like from the Sefer HaChinuch that he agrees with the Ritva and the Rashba. Yeah.
Doesn't he make it sound like the
kavana
is the
rabbanan? Oh, well, Ari, you also had Ari, right? Did you have that? Did you have... Yeah. I don't know what to do with that. Because the Lashon is chayvunu zichronum levracha, right? And I mean, also, v'zehu she'amru zichronum levracha. Ad Khan Sri and Kavanah slave. Yeah. I'm not sure what to do with that because he does quote, but in lo kibin libo, lo yotzei dechavasa, it sounds like it's d'oraisa. So I'm not sure what to do with that Lashon. You guys all pick up on the diuk that, you know, Dovi's pointing out, Ari pointed out earlier. The Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch makes it sound like the Kavanah is a Takanas Chazal, but then he describes it as being ma'ake, which sounds like it's d'oraisa.
Why can't it be a
That's a very big chiddush. Not a rishon hold like that. That the chachamim can not only the fact that chachamim can be, you know, sheval taisa, fine. The fact that din derabanan can be ma'aker akim deraisa. There are the Tosas and Sukkah Daf Gimel holds that there are, but it's very that's not a pashup shot. That's not a pashup shot. You have to like, have a riot say Sefer HaChinuch holds like that. So like say that I think, yeah.
In this case, the kavana is the mitzvah, so there's ma'aker, but right.
What was that?
Like, usually mitzvah is an imitation of kavanah, but since the basically the kavanah is the mitzvah.
100%, yeah, 100%. That's the current mahalach. Just Dovi's asking, why does the Sefer HaChinuch use the lashon of zichronim levracha? Sounds like it's coming from the chachamim. I don't know. I don't know if it's just his way of saying the chachamim were the ones who medalit to us. I don't know. I'm not sure. Tzarachia. So in terms of this, again, second mahalach of the kavana for the pasuk rishon is not just kavana lattes, but it's kavana sa'inyan. It's the kavana kabbalas omach shemaim. Second day in the Rashba, we had the Ritzba. Those are explicit. It's a, you know, seems to be implicit in the Sefer HaChinuch. And we're going to see right now, it seems to be pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Why do I say that? What does the Shulchan Aruch say to make it sound like that the kavana at play here is not just stam kavana latzes. Eliyahu, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? One more time. For pasuk rishon, but what does he say after that? He says, "Iker." Oh, we'll do it again. Again, this is the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Gimel, Siv Dalet. Iker kavanah hu pasuk rishon. Fine. Hilchachem karav lo kivin libo pasuk rishon lo yatzi de chavasa v'chose v'kare. So far, so good. But then now's the key. Va'afilu leman da'amar mitzvos. Einan Srichos Kavan, right? Filo man da amr, the mitzvahs Einan Srichos Kavan, modeh hachav. It says explicitly, even if you hold mitzvahs Einan Srichos Kavan, you still require Kavanah here by the first pasuk. Why would that be the case? Tzvi, what does that mean? If you hold the mitzvahs Einan Srichos Kavan, why is the Shulchan Aruch requiring Kavanah for pasuk Rishon? What must the idea be? Exactly, because the Kavanah here is not Kavanah Latzes. The kavana here is rather the kavana sa'inyan, the kavana of kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that this is not the sugya of mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, because even the man da'amar mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana would hold that you require kavana here, seems to come out of the Shulchan Aruch that the kavana here is not kavana latzis, it's rather kavana to have in mind kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. And the Mishnah Berurah really spells this out. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Anyone have the Mishnah here?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Eliyahu?
Le'yasam. Filu m'koidim sh'asra le'kreis n'skavin le'kayim m'kriyas mitzvah sasei, m'kriyas shema.
What is he saying? Even if before you start, what do you have in mind?
Yer kavana to be m'kayim the mitzvah. So v'mkamak m'kol sh'be emza pana libay l'dvar m'achayim harilay kibol alav b'chol shemayim b'askam asalev.
So why, meaning generally by mitzvahs, if you hold mitzvahs, shrichos kavana, the kavana is kavana latzes, as long as you have kavana before you start the mitzvah, that carries over, right? You don't need to have that in mind every second that you're doing the mitzvah. As long as at one point before the mitzvah, you had kavana latzes, that suffices for the din of mitzvahs, shrichos kavana. But says the Mishnah Berurah, but because the din here is not about kavana latzes, it's rather kavana of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, so therefore it's not going to suffice to have kavana latzes before you start. You specifically need to have kabbalas ol malchus shemayim in mind throughout saying shema, to the extent that you can't even be mafsik for other things. If you space out in the middle, you're going to have to end up repeating it. Okay? Yeah. That's something else. We're talking about the emsa, the pasuk of pasuk rishon. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch says you only need kavana for the pasuk rishon. So you're saying you can't be mafsik in the middle, even your mind wandering. Yeah, all right.
We do find that the Hakamim make something not going to say for a different one. He'll some testimony, Haman Alas, Yud Masul Yimabios, and he says, Yishlo Markimon, Shetikno, Shetarif Ashmiyah, Ezma, Mordu Kriyashma, Halim, Yudu Adaman, Yah Tarif Rashmiyah, and the Kalik and Kriya, and he'll did the other Islam and Yashma.
Where are you?
Testo of Haman Alas.
Yeah, Yud Masul.
Yud Rabbi.
What's the sugya here about? Is it Gibbet Bashkai Shemael Ozman?
Yeah. I guess it's by because
of Ozman, but in the same idea. But that would only be Mitra Bana. I think it.
So,
yeah. I take a look. It happens to be that one, the Shita, who holds that idea, is Tosas and Sukkotav Gimel Aman Aleph. So, again, not all Balitosas and different Masechtos are the same, but that Shita does exist within the Balitosas. So I wouldn't be like, you know, so surprised if you found it in another Tosas. I have to see that because I've never seen that in that context. But yeah, that's the Shita of Tosas and Daf Gimel. When it comes to the Shita of Beis Shammai, by not sitting in a sukkah katana, Tosas has that idea. I have to take out that seems interesting. And the last Achron, right, or it's the only Achron who spells out this idea, right, that the Kavana for Pasuk Rishon is specifically the Kavana of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim is the Rav, right? The Rav in Igros HaGrid, right, in both pieces, both in the piece in Beis Aleph and the piece in Beis Gimel. Beis Aleph is basically very similar to like the Rashba and the Ritva, a very similar presentation in terms of the questions and answer. I mentioned to some guys that the Rav wrote this when he was very young, when he was, you know, in Berlin, doing something, right? In college there. So they say that he didn't have access to many Svarim there. So it's not so surprising that he's like basically being mechavin to the Rashba, but he doesn't quote the Rashba because he didn't have a lot of, you know, Svarim with him. So that first piece where he basically develops this idea, he basically asks all the questions of the Ritz by the Rashba. It seems like the sugyas in Rosh Hashanah and Brachos seem to be ignoring each other. It seems to be a Stira and Rava. What's going on? And he says, no, two different dinam. So very much in line with the Rashba and the Ritzvah. The one I want to read inside is the one in Beis Gimel, where he says, this is how we can explain Shittas Rambam. Because if you think about it, if you put the different Rambams together, it seems a little strange at first glance. Because we know from yesterday, the Pashas of the Rambam is that Rambam holds Shimi, at least according to most Rishonim, most Achronim. What is the Rambam Shitta about how much of Kriya Shema is Da'oraisa? According to the Rambam, it seems to be that all three are. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns it. That's the way others learn it, right? The Pashas of the Rambam is that the Rambam thinks that all three partials are Da'oraisa. But yet the Rambam says that by Kavana, Boaz, how many Psukim require, how much of Kriya Shema require Kavana? First Pasuk. So right off the bat, seems to be a stira, right? The Rambam clearly can't be like the Ramban, right? The Ramban who says that the limitation to Pasuk Rishon is based on, because the Daraisa is limited to Pasuk Rishon, that clearly doesn't work for the Rambam, according to most Shittos who learn the Rambam as saying that all three partials are Daraisa. So the Rav says, but according to the Mahalach, that we're talking about two different dinim here, you can really understand it, because the requirement of Kavana Dafka for Pasuk Rishon is not because of Kavana Lotzes, which might be limited to Doraisas. It's rather this din of Kavos Omachos Shemayim, which therefore, even if you hold that all three partials are Doraisa, you still only need Kavana for the Pasuk Rishon, because the Kavana here is Kavana Sa'inyan, of specifically having in mind Kavos Omachos Shemayim. So let's read the Rav's Lashon inside. Again, this is in Beis Gimel. Anybody have the, David, do you have it?
Yeah.
The paragraph Asher Asher Dinira? Other mitzvahs of Kriya. As you're saying, the mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah kriyas shema, literally is all three partials, but the element, he's calling it two different mitzvahs, but I would say it's really one mitzvah, the element of kabbalas al machos shemayim is limited to pasuk rishon, and therefore he says, Right? So you're saying this idea that even though all three are Doraisa, right, since the Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim is through Pasuk Rishon, therefore all you need Kavana for, because the Kavana at hand is the Kavana, not a Kavana Latzes, but it's a Kavana of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, therefore it's limited to the Pasuk, to the first Pasuk. Okay, we'll stop there. But that's the idea. What?
Like the mitzvah is not just Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Different than what we're talking about?
So it's like Mrs. Kriya. Let's put it together with the Rav in the Shira Mosech Avi Mori. So again, what we just read, again, the Rav is beautifully saying, in line with the second day of the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Sefer HaChinuch, that the Kavana here is Kavana Sa'inyan, is Kavana of Kavala's Omach HaShemayim, and therefore just the Rav is adding, that's how you can explain Shittas Rambam, but even though all three partials are Doraisa, you still only need Kavana for Pasuk Rishon, because the Kavana here is about Kavanas Ha'inyan. The Rav in L'shirim L'zecher Avi Mori, which I had you read, I'm not going to read inside right now, spells out a very important idea. That although, says the Rav, although all three parshios are all about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, as it developed, right? The second parsha, right? What was that? So the rest of parsha, Rishona, about Avas Hashem and Talmud Torah, that's also about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. And then the old mitzvos in the second parsha, again, is also about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. And then the third parsha, either old mitzvos or Zechiyos HaShemayim, that's also about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. But says the Rav, the idea of only requiring the Kavana of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim by Pasuk Rishon is because when you have the Kavana of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim for Pasuk Rishon, that sort of like starts a certain momentum, which basically dictates, that sets a certain tone for the entire mitzvah, which is going to therefore define all three parshios as being a kiyum in Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. There's an idea in halacha that when you start something, right, when you start a mitzvah with the kavana, that kavana, right, is going to extend even if you don't continue that kavana. So says the Rav, a beautiful idea, that since the entire mitzvah, all three parshios, are really midin Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, but yet having in mind Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim for the first pasuk is going to set a tone that the entire mitzvah is about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. So I thought it was tied together very nice of what we were saying earlier, that even if you only need the Kavanah of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim for the first pasuk, it doesn't mean to say that the rest of the mitzvah, that the rest of the three parshas are not about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. They are. They're extensions of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. It's just that when you start the mitzvah with having the Kavanah of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim by Pasuk Rishon, that sort of sets a tone and frames the entire mitzvah as all being about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. Fine. Arkan were the deos, right, the shittos, that you only require kavana by pasuk rishon. Again, different mahachim, is that because only the pasuk rishon is daraisa, or is that because, no, the kavana is all about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim? That's what we discussed up until now.
And yeah. So, the first answer of the grid is, it was kavana so lafis versus kavana sa'enian. Right. The first pasuk is kavana sa'enian, but the rest of the paragraph, the first paragraph,
meaning it's just saying that once you set the tone for the mitzvah, once you have kavanah sa'inyan, once you have the kavanah of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim and Pasuk Rishon, that sort of sets a tone that the entire mitzvah is going to be about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim.
Why are two different answers that like the grid gate, like one no. The
grid one is no, they work off each other.
Okay.
They work in tandem.
Okay.
I mean, the first one is just saying all you need, you only need kavanah for the first pasuk because the kavanah here is Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, and the Shirim Zecher Avi Mori just adds that don't think that just because you only need the kavanah of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim at Pasuk Rishon, that the theme of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim stops at Pasuk Rishon. No! The rest of the three parshas are also about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. It's just that by starting with that kavanah by Pasuk Rishon sort of frames the entire mitzvah. Okay, so now let's get to the next shita in the Tanayim that you require kavanah past Pasuk Rishon. What's the next step up, Ezra? After Pasuk Rishon, what's the next step up in the Rishon, in the Tanaim? Exactly. We'll call Shitas Rav Elazar, and we'll see what exactly that means. So if we go back to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, right, the second Shita about in terms of Shir of Kavanah is Shitas Rav Elazar. Right? Let's see. Do we have it? Again, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines up from the bottom. Right, it says Hadvarim Al Levavecha. Hadvarim Al Levavecha. Two lines up. First is Ratanar Banam Ayu Shalay Yikrala Mafraya. That's fine. Then it says Hadvarim Al. Right, these words have to be on your heart. So Rebbe Lezer says Yachol.
Okay, Kol Parsha Tzvisat Banam Tamalomar Ha'ila On Kan Tzvisat Banam. Become the Ila In Tzvisat.
So we have to analyze this, right? So first, Rebbe Lezer's Havamina is that what? Yachol Te Kol Parsha Tzvisat Kavan. Right? So again, let's break this down. So within Shittas Rav Elazar, you have the Hav Amina of the entire Parsha requiring Kavanah. So what's a possible explanation for why you need Kavanah for the entire first Parsha? It's the Raya. So the simple explanation, and I believe the Shaka Zariah brings this to Raya, right? The simple explanation of Rav Elazar's Hav Amina is that the entire first Parsha requires Kavanah because the first Parsha is the Raya. Right, along the lines of the Ramban, that the Shir of Kavanah is directly linked to the Shir of the Mitzvah D'oraisa. So one way to understand the Havamina of Parsha Rishona is because if you think that only Parsha Rishona is Da'oraisa, and that's why that's what you need. But it's also possible, we'll see this by other shitas in the Tanaim, that even if you think that, let's say, two partials or three partials are Da'oraisa, maybe you would still only require Kavana for Parsha Rishona, because maybe that's the pshat in the psukim of Alav Avecha. When it says, by Yua Dvarim Ha'ila, Alav Avecha, in the Havamina, Rav Elazar thinks that Ayu Advarim Ha'ila is referring to the entire first parsha. So perhaps another explanation in the Havamina is that maybe even if the mitzvah Doraisa extends past the first parsha, maybe Rav Elazar derives the requirement of Kavana from the words Ayu Advarim Ha'ila, Alav Avecha. Maybe in the Havamina he thinks that Ayu Advarim Ha'ila referred to the entire first parsha. And according to that, maybe the Kavana, again, is not just Kavana Latzeis, maybe it's Kavana Sa'inyan, and again, maybe the Pesukim are telling us that you only need to have Kavana Sa'inyan by the theme of the first Parsha, and therefore, even if the second and third Parshios are also D'oraisa, you still wouldn't necessarily require Kavana by that. So again, within the Rav Elazar, the Havamina, that Parsha Rishona requires Kavana, either because that's the shear of the mitzvah D'oraisa, where even if the shear of the mitzvah d'oraisa extends past that, maybe that's pshat in Bayuah Devarim Ha'ila, Alav Avecha. Yeah. One more time. So let's get to the maskana right now. So the maskana of Rav Elazar is that the words Ha'ila tell you Akan Tzricha Kavana. So the first thing we have to figure out is within Rav Elazar, what does Adkan mean? Does everyone agree what Adkan means? No, it's Machlokes Rishon. So let's start with Rashi. Right? Elio, do you notice? What is Shita's Rashi about in the Maskana of Rav Elazar? Adkan. What does it include? See Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amud? So how many psukim according to Rashi?
Two.
Three. You have Shema, via Hafta, and by you, it's Vermeil Hashem Echim Tzavcha Yom, Alav Avecha.
Two, like in the parsha.
I mean, it's three, the shear of Kavana is three psukim.
Yeah.
It's the pasuk of Shema, it's the pasuk of Yahavta, and it's the pasuk of Ayu HaDvarim Ha'ila. Right? So again, this is Shitas Rashi. Again, Rashi understands that, I mean, when Rav Elazar says Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana, we call this Ad Ve'ad Bechlam. Right? Right? Up to and including that third pasuk of Ayu HaDvarim Ha'ila. What?
We're not up to the
sing
about that.
Exactly, very good. So Rashi points this out, that the shear of Kavana for Rav Elazar is three psukim. The Marsha points out that this, the Shitas Rashi, that there seems to be a raya to Shitas Rashi from a Gemara in Yud-Gimel Amud-Beis. And remember, what is the raya that the Marsha brings to Shitas Rashi from the Gemara in Yud-Gimel Amud-Beis? From the Sugya of... Anyone pick up on this? The sugya of Amida. Right, if you go to Yugimel Beis, we didn't read this Gemara yet. We'll get back to this as a separate sugya, I think, tomorrow. You look in this right in the middle lines. Right, Amr of Nasan, and you see after the two dots. Aaron, do you see it? So Yugimel Amud Beis.
Yep.
You see Amr of Nasan bar Mar Ukva Amr of Yehuda.
Yeah.
Alright, so stop there. It sounds like you only need to stand when saying the words Al Lavavecha. Asks the Gemara. I mean, you only have to stand for those two words? That doesn't make any sense. Elaima. Right, it's rather up until Al Lavavecha, right? Up until, seemingly, and including that pasuk, Mekan Ve'ilech, after that pasuk, Lo. So the Marsha points out that the pashas of that right sheet up is again right sound. That sounds like it includes the third pasuk. So that seems to align like Rashi, right? It seems like these two sheetos that right to require Amida for the first three pasukim seems to align with Elazar, who requires Kavana for the first three pasukim. Right. So again, the first version of Rav Elazar is that he requires Kavana for the first three pasukim. The question that Marsha asks is, why? Why would you need kavana for that third? By the first pasuk, that's kavana zol malchus shemayim. Second pasuk, avas Hashem. But what? Ayu advarim ha'ila asher anochim tzevacha hayom al vavecha. Like, what's the significance of that pasuk? So, what do you guys think? What would be a reason to need kavana for the pasuk of ayu advarim ha'ila asher anochim tzevacha hayom al vavecha? And what would be the idea? But the idea of that pasuk is the importance of internalizing what this is about. So perhaps Shitas Rashi is, it's a little ironic that you want kavana exactly for the pasuk, which is all about the importance of having kavana, right? So while the Marsha says, I don't understand Shitas Rashi, why in the world would you include that third pasuk of Ayu Adver Ma'ilap Alav Avechap, right, in the shir of kavana? One can understand simply, like Aaron is saying, that the pasuk, which stresses the importance of internalizing, right, and having these themes in mind, you should have kavana while saying that pasuk to highlight that these topics are so important that you need to have them, in mind. Okay, so Adkan, the first version of Rav Elazar is that you need kavana for the first three psukim. Who argues on Rashi? Tosfos. Okay, let's look very carefully at Tosfos. Gabriel, do you mind? Tosfos Dir Matzvah Ankan Tzricha Kavana. Sorry, Ankan is Kavana. I apologize. You only need the two psukim. You only have the Kavana for the two psukim of Shema and V'ahavta. And Tosfos, right? And Tosfos says, why these? Because these are the two psukim which have these ikari emuna of Yichud Hashem, right? Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. So, from a svara standpoint, again, Tosas is saying that it makes sense to have kavana for the first two psukim because those are ikari emuna. What type of kavana does Tosas seem to be talking about? Kavana latzis or kavana se'inyan? Sounds like kavana se'inyan. The whole point is that for the topics which are really important, have those things in mind. So again, within Shitas Rav Elazar, Shitas Tosas within Rav Elazar seems to be, again, another example of kavana se'inyan, and that's why you need to have, when you're doing the pasuk by Yichud Hashem, have Yichud Hashem in mind. When you're reading the pasuk about Avas Hashem, have that in mind.
But not the third one.
What?
But not
the third pasuk. The third pasuk of Ayu Devarim, there's no Ikari Emunah in that third pasuk. What's bothering me? Seems to be out of place in this Tosfos? Which one specifically?
Yira.
Tosfos says, why do you need to have Kavana for the first two psukim? Because the first two psukim have the themes of Yichud Hashem? Check. That's Shema Yisrael. Avas Hashem? Check. Where is that found? V'ahavta. Then he says, Yiras Hashem. If you look through Kriya Shema a million times, you're not going to find any reference, explicit reference to Yiras Hashem. It's just not there. So therefore the kash is, why does Tosfos add Yiras Hashem? You remember the Rambam, when he's discussing what are the themes of the first parsha, right? Doesn't mention it. Why does Tosfos mention Yiras Hashem? It's not in the Psukim. What?
As having Kadosh Baruch Hu his presence in mind all the time to guard you from fate.
Okay, that's one way to take it. I gave you certain makoros this morning, which you might be wondering why I was giving you, but it's for this. Which makoros did I give you this morning, which connect?
Sorry,
very important. Anyone have? It's very important. Let's open up Rambam Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halachos Aleph, to Beis. And we're going to see that the Rambam does something very interesting when he introduces Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. This is a ha'ara that I heard from my father-in-law. Again, he didn't tie this back to the Sosos. I actually pointed out this ha'ara to him, and he was actually very excited about it. But my father-in-law speaks about this Rambam a lot. The Rambam in Hilchos, in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halachos, Aleph, and Beis. Just the background is that I had you see that the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvos, counts Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem as two separate mitzvos. One is mitzvah gimel, one is mitzvah daled. Two different mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and a separate mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem, there's a mitzvah of tefirah Hashem, to be in awe of Hashem. Two different mitzvos. Given the fact that these are two different mitzvos, it's very striking the way the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah describes both these mitzvos. Anyone have Yisodei HaTorah? There? Ben, go for it. Right off the bat, what did the Rambam do, which is interesting? He groups Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem together. Generally, when the Rambam is discussing a mitzvah, it's individually, take one at a time. But here, he says, what does this mean? Right, this is a mitzvah to love Hashem and to fear Hashem. And then he quotes both psukim together. And now he asks, and how do you do them? And again, groups them together. What is the derech for Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? Again, one package. And we're going to see why. Right. So when you experience nature, it's a beautiful idea. You experience nature, and you're so impressed by everything you're seeing. Again, right away, you're struck with this love for Hashem that you want to praise Him, right, and you want to get to know Him better. But then says the Rambam. Sorry, I feel like we skipped it. Go backwards again. I forgot it. I'm important yet. Let's go back to Bishash Shizbonina again. Bishash Shizbonina Adam and Maisa Birum, Falam Gdolim, the Yira man. Sorry, no. 1 second. Sorry. It starts with, forget that. Right? So it starts off with Ava. Right? So when you have the Ava, and you want to get to know him, but then when you get to know him better, right? Exactly. Right? But once you get closer to Hashem, then again the Yira kicks in. You're so in awe of Hashem, that you that you take a step back. So you have this back and forth for the Rambam between the Ava and the Yira. And for the Rambam, as my father likes to point out, that's why the Rambam groups together Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, because one leads to the other, which leads back to the other. Right? You fall in love with God, you want to get closer, and then the closer you get, the more Ava you get. The more Ava you get, then the more you want to get closer to it again. And this, back and forth, back and forth. So with this idea of the Rambam, that the Rambam, right, points out that the mitzvahs of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are connected because each one leads to the other, I think with that we can possibly explain why Tosfos sticks in Avaso and Yiraso. Perhaps Tosfos agrees to this yisod, that Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are linked. And therefore, when we ask, why in the world is the Tosfos mentioning Yiras Hashem? There's no reference to Yiras Hashem in the Psukim. Answer is, but since there's a reference to Avas Hashem, and there's a symbiotic relationship between Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, therefore Yiras Hashem is Nichlal in these two Psukim. So in short, it sounds like the Psukim only contain Yichud Hashem and Avas Hashem, but once you understand that Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are joined at the hip, now you can understand why Tosfos sticks in Yiras Hashem, because perhaps he agrees with this Yisod of the Rambam, that Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are connected. Fine? Okay. Important Torah. In the last couple minutes, let's get to again. So Adkan, we discussed, right, the Shita, which you only require Kavanah for Pasuk Rishon. We just did the second Shita of Rav Elazar, that Kavanah is either required for the first two Pesukim or the first three Pesukim, different versions within Rav Elazar. Now let's get to the third Shita. What's the third Shita about the Shir Kavanah? What's the third Shita in the Tanaim? Parsha Rishon. Excellent. So let's go see Rav Akiva. Again, turn to Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Starting off with, first Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar Leih Rav Akiva. Ariel, open your mind. So the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, right after the price of quotes Rav Elazar, we now have Rav Akiva.
Amar Leih Rav Akiva,
So what does Rabbi Akiva argue? And according to Tosfos, what's the deal of Rabbi Akiva coming from? Where does he know that the entire first parsha is included? You can read the top Tosfos. If it was like Rav Elazar, that's limited to the first, let's say for Tosfos, the first two psukim. Right, it should have said Ashet Tzvi Sicha B'lashon Avar, past tense. But what does it rather say? D'mitzavacha. Oh, but mitzavacha sounds like even the words, the rest of the parsha that I'm about to command you, even that is included in the tzivoy of Alav Avacha. So you have Rebbe Akiva, the Shita of Rebbe Akiva, paskening that you need the entire parsha Rishona. And then the Gemara continues that Rebbe Yochanan paskens like him. So you have Rebbe Akiva, and then the Amor of Rebbe Yochanan paskens like him. And then you have another Tana. See, Ika Demasi La'aha. Oh, so another Shita, right? Another, not only do you have Rabbi Akiva, you also have Rav Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And in both cases, Rabbi Yochanan paskins like both of them. It's the same idea. So you have in the Tanayim, Rabbi Akiva, and you have Rav Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Amorayim, you have Rabbi Yochanan paskining like the Shita that you need Kavana for Parsha Rishona. So what are the different ways to explain this? What's the Pasha, Avram, what's the Pasha way to explain why the shear of Kavana is limited to Parsha Rishona? Why Parsha Rishona and not the latter two Parshas? What?
It has,
but it's the entire Parsha. It's even the ends. So what do you think?
Including
Chsatam Amzol, Bizachar Visharacha. So what would be the basis, Eliyahu, what would be the basis to distinguish between Parsha Rishona and the rest of it? Parsha Psha?
It's a cleaner cut.
Okay, why? Because that's the shear? Deraisa. So the simple Psha in Rabbi Akiva and in Rabbi Yehuda is that they think that only Parsha Rishona is Deraisa. And again, the Shagas Aryeh, and again, brings that as a Raya. But, there's a Diak in Tosos that, not that way. What is the line in Tosos which shows that even according to these shittos, they think that more than Parsha Rishon is De'oraisa? What's the line? Right, Ariel, right after you stopped reading. Well, let's look at the last line in Tosos Asher Enochi Nitzavacha. Very important. Even Rabbi Akiva requires Ha'ela, because otherwise, if not for the words Ha'ela, you would think that what would be included? Even the second Parsha. So it comes out of that Tosos that when Rabbi Akiva, right, and Rabbi Yehuda limit the shear of Kavana to Parsha Rishona, that's not because that's the shear of Kriya Shema D'oraisa, right? Because you would have had a Havamina to even include the second Parsha, right? Seemingly because the second Parsha is also D'oraisa. Kamash Milan Ha'ila, says Tosos within Rabbi Akiva, that's Davka Parsha Rishona. And again, and the fact that Tosos is willing to say that within Rabbi Akiva that the shir d'oraisa extends past the Parsha Rishona. Why does that work well, Tosos L'shitaso? Tosos Da Beis, right, is the one who holds that all three Parshios is d'oraisa. So the same Tosos is very comfortable with all three Parshios being d'oraisa, is comfortable in understanding that when Rabbi Akiva limits the Kavana to Davka Parsha Rishona, it's not because that's the shir d'oraisa. No. Shir D'oraisa can even extend, but even Rabbi Akiva requires the miut of Ha'ila to limit it to Parsha Rishona. We'll stop here. What comes out of this is that this sugya of Shir of Kavana is impacted a lot by the Shir of D'oraisa, but there are other variables at play, as we'll see, and we'll continue on in future Shirim with other, sugyas which are connected to D'oraisa and D'rabbanan, but there, where, again, there are other factors at play.